This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. That's the 18th dua, al-dua al-thamin ashar fi al-Qur'an al-Kareem. Beautiful dua here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf, Rabbana atina min ladunka rahma wa hayyi lana min amrina rashada. Our Lord, grant us your mercy and find us a good way out of our ordeal. Now, one thing that we want to learn today, inshallah ta'ala, about this dua is this idea of self-reliance. And what I mean by this dua, those people, small group of people, we call them the people of the cave, faced a unique circumstances at their society. And that is, you know, all of their society were very fearful of this tyrant who was forcing people to worship him. And when they felt that there is no way they can actually guide their people, they offered the help, but that society rejected that help from this small group of people that they stood up for truth. When this small group of people figured that this society will never be guided, they actually found a way out and they escaped from that society. And then they said, "Atina min ladunka rahma, wa Allah, give us mercy, hayy' lana min amrina rashada, and show us a way out." Now, if you notice, this small group of people did not rely fully on the people of that society, right? Rather, they turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to show them a way out. Sometimes we tend to rely so much on others, constantly asking for help, constantly asking for aid and assistance. And that is very problematic because of two reasons that I want to mention today, inshallah ta'ala. Number one, when you rely too much on others, eventually people will disappoint you. People eventually will not have the sabr and the patience to constantly help you and assist you. This is how we were designed. People get sometimes tired of constantly, you know, hearing your problems, hearing your hardships, and constantly, you know, getting this request to help them. People sometimes get tired. And that is what, subhanAllah, this is what Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about. He said, when the Sahabi asked him, give me a way that can I gain the love of Allah and the love of the people. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, izhad fi dunya يحبك الله وازهد في ما عند الناس يحبك الناس. He said, izhad fi dunya, just don't rely too much, don't put your dunya as your main purpose, put your dunya in your hand, not on your heart. And there is a beautiful analogy that one of the ulama mentioned. He said, the boat needs water to flow, but the boat doesn't need the water to be inside so it sinks down. So you need the dunya to be in your hand. Az-zuhd doesn't mean that you're poor and you have no desires for dunya and you live like a monk in a mountain, right? This is not what zuhd means. Zuhd means that you leave a room in your heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first part of the hadith. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something very beautiful. Izhad fima 'inda an-nas yuhibbuka an-nas. Meaning, don't rely too much on what people have and constantly asking people for help and assistance. Constantly, you know, you need people to walk you through your own problems. You're expecting people to fix your own problems. Guess what? People will disappoint you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you have this self-reliance, eventually people will love you. You're not constantly seeking that help. Number two, why constantly seeking help from others is problematic, is because you will turn into a dependent robot that cannot function without people's help. You're constantly, you know, you cannot navigate life without people's help. Once you face, you encounter an issue, you always need that people to come and to talk to you and to calm you down and to give you that support. And here I'm not dismissing the importance of having a support system around you. But wallahi, you know, therapy 101, they will tell you, I cannot help somebody who doesn't want to be helped. You need to put the effort. And this is a reminder for me and you. We need to put the effort in order for us to grow. Even in a job, you know, in a workplace, constantly seeking your supervisor for something, for a task, to show you how to do that. Rather, you just work on yourself developing that skill so you have this self-independence. You just figure it out yourself so you can grow. So again, if you are constantly seeking help from others, you will not have this experience. The experience teaches you a lot. Without the experience, you will never be able to grow. So here again, the dua, beautiful dua, because what the people of the cave did, they figured that first and foremost, we need to rely on the Creator, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they said, Rabbana, atina min ladunka rahma, give us out of your mercy, a way out. Because we're not going to beg people to help us. Because they disappointed us. They weren't on our side when we needed them the most. They did not, you know, help us in this journey. They did not stand up for truth, just like we did. So now, oh Allah, I'm going to rely fully on you. Beautiful lesson from this dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech so they follow the best of it. Now, the happy part of the khatra, I guess, is the gifts. Unfortunately, I ran out of honey. And I'm waiting for, you know, another ship from Yemen, inshallah. But I figured that I can give, this is my favorite cologne, man cologne. So whoever gets the right answer, inshallah, I'll give him some, you know, some of this cologne. And then sisters will might think that I, you know, ignore them. Absolutely not. I have for you a scarf, whoever gets the right answer, inshallah ta'ala. So the question is, people of the cave, a very simple question. I'll give priority to the kids, inshallah ta'ala, if you guys get the right answer. You will smell nice today going home, inshallah. It's not like you're smelly or something, but I'm just saying that you will smell even better, inshallah. So the question is, for how long the people of the cave has slept in the cave mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf? For how long? Anyone? Yes, brother? 300? 300 years. Are you sure? Very positive. You're right. That's the right answer. Come over here, young man. MashaAllah. Takbir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, you guys mentioned the ayah and you will get another, you know, some perfume. Come here. Bismillah. That's it. You smell very nice now, mashallah. Who can mention the ayah? This is a fancy cologne. I wish I can give it away, but you know, I can use this, you know, this cologne until I get my honey, inshallah. So who can mention the ayah in Surah Al-Kahf? Only Hudhaifa? No one else? I'll leave Hudhaifa as the last resort. Who can mention the ayah from the sisters this time? You guys remember the ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the time, how long the people of the cave stayed in the cave mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf? No one? Allah says, Walabithu. Come on guys, you recite this surah every Friday. وَلَبِثُوا فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا. That's right. But the other ayah that mentioned the number of the years. وَلَبِثُوا 300 سنين وازدادوا تسعة. Who said it? عبد الرحمن. كم عبد الرحمن؟ ما شاء الله. عبد الرحمن, you got it right. بسم الله, you'll get three. بسم الله. No, this is really good. بسم الله. You'll like it, inshallah. All right, so now inshallah ta'ala, we're going to go over the du'as. 18th du'a is a little bit, you know, long to recite them all, but inshallah, we will, you know, if I feel that you're tired, we're going to cut it inshallah ta'ala. So let's start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana, atina, min ladunka rahma, wa hayyi' lana, min amrina rashada. وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم وذنوني إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربي إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير ربي اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي وقل ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا جزاكم الله خيرا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless your children and make us among those who listen to the speech so they follow the best of it. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.